On the 1st of May, it is traditional for young people to go forth into the countryside to gather bouquets of flowers. They spend all night in the fields, so they can arise at first light and collect the freshest flowers possible. Young couples, all alone in the fields. Of course, the 1st of May has strong roots in ancient fertility rites, as does the tradition of having young lovers spend all night in the fields, euphemistically blessing them with fertility. Once upon a time, there was a young man named Paul. Paul was not a normal young man, however. Paul dreamt at night of pretty dresses and lovely bonnets. Paul was a sissy cross-dresser, and Paul had a huge crush on his best friend Steve. Poor Paul, lusting unrequited for his pal, racked his brains to come up with a solution. Finally, he had it. May Day. Perfect. He'd steal his sister's dress, borrow her lovely bonnet, and, under cover of darkness, out in the fields, he'd seduce his friend Steve. Late at night, lit only by the light of a febrile moon, Paul stalked his prey. He cornered Steve, all alone, in a copse of woods near Farmer Brown's barn. Paul's heart was beating so hard and so fast, he thought he might pass out. He approached Steve, touched his arm, ran his hand up and into Steve's hair, and brought his head down for a first kiss. Sweet and heated, the kiss preceded a night of lusty lovemaking. Steve took Paul from behind, penetrating him and opening him, touching him deeply. Paul shook, trying to restrain his cries, certain his voice would betray him, certain his eventual orgasm would give the game away. So he held himself in, keeping himself from the edge. But May Day isn't about holding back from the edge. It's about diving happily over it. When Steve leaned over Paul and whispered in his ear, "Come for me, Paul. I want to feel you come on my cock." Paul froze in shock. The only thing that got him moving again was Steve's hand on his cock, stroking him to ecstasy. That year, Farmer Brown had a bumper crop. For more of the merry month of masturbation, visit my blog at www.fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call, 800-601-7259, and ask for Harper.